Mary Edwards evacuated her Galveston, Texas home in September, just before the city was ravaged by Hurricane Ike. She spoke with us about the experience after the storm hit and described the rubble that used to be her home.
There are not very many pieces of furniture in our house that did not move. Had a couch that floated up a step, a bed that's sitting on its end. I had an enormous plumeria in my backyard that was just full of blooms this summer, and there's very little evidence that it was ever there.
We wanted to check in with Mary to find out how she's doing now, so she's on the line from Galveston. Hi, Mary.
Hello, Leanne.
Where are you living now?
We're living on the east end of the city in a house that we rented. Our house has been gutted and is being rebuilt, and we'll be moving back into it after the first of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
What does Galveston look like now?
Galveston looks pretty good in some places. A lot of the debris has been cleaned up. There are still piles of it, you know, in various parts of town. The downtown area is very quiet. The Strand area, where they have a lot of shops and restaurants, and that was one of the hardest hit areas of town, and they're still trying to clean up and rebuild down there. And when you drive through, you don't see people. You don't see tourists down there or, you know, anybody other than the people who are cleaning up and who are rebuilding.
Even though it's tough now, only a few months after the hurricane, it sounds like Galveston is starting to really recover.
It is. And there's, there are a lot of businesses that have not reopened. There are some that won't reopen. There are a lot of people who have left town. And, you know, the University of Texas laid off 3,800 people last week.
Oh.
And that's going to take a terrible toll on the city.
What about down by the seawall?
The seawall is amazing. The beach water has been the most beautiful I have seen it in years, and very clear, just lovely. And a lot of the businesses on the seawall are open again. I would say that most of the restaurants on the seawall are open.
Oh, that's good news.
It is good news, yeah. And they have been for, you know, some of them for 5 or 6 weeks.
Wow. When we spoke in September, you said you might leave Galveston for good. Is that still your plan?
No. I knew that the longer that we stay, the harder it would be to leave. And it was really, we were having a terrible time trying to decide where to move. And we looked at houses in other towns and talked a lot about it. And finally, the decision was kind of made for us because my son and daughter-in-law told us last week they're going to have a baby and it'll be their first child. And I want to be here for it. So we're going to stay for a while.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mary Edwards was evacuated from her Galveston, Texas home because of Hurricane Ike, and she joined us on the line from the house in Galveston where she is living temporarily. Thanks, Mary, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Leanne.